Alrighty, let's go ahead and rub our hands together, creating some spiritual energy. I hope you've already settled yourself in a beautiful, comfortable seated position with your spine erect, rubbing your hands together in front of your heart chakra, beautifully. And this time, let's take that heated up palms, and let's just go ahead and rub your shoulders, and let's let go of some of those responsibilities, and let's rub our arms, and opening up the creative channels, and then go ahead and pat your chest and rub your belly, and let's just go ahead and really give those legs a good rubbing. Let's just say hello to them and tell our legs how much we love them, how amazing it is to have such power and force carrying us through our life. And when you're ready, let's go ahead and place your right hand on your pubic bone. And how that's going to look is it's going to kind of form a cup. And the thumb is going to be like pointing straight out. And the palm is sort of flat and it's going up towards the sky. And let's take the left hand and let's make a fist and set it right inside on top of the right hand. And this is a mudra for core strength and full support. And so you can feel that right hand is the earth beneath you supporting you, or the spiritual divine supporting you. And that fist, and in this case the thumb is pointing straight up, is for your higher aspirations. So you're supported entirely and completely in your core. And let's just activate that mudra. Really activating that spiritual center and the center that goes above us and below us, as above, so below. And you're doing just a great job. And mudras come from the Indian tradition, and they're really wonderful activations. You can go ahead and put your hands resting again on your thighs. If you'd like, you can bring your thumb and your forefinger together in that Dhyan mudra, the mudra of infinity, or you can just let your hands fall open, whatever's comfortable for you. Alrighty, sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release and begin to release any excess energy in the body. And then let's ground the ovaries, the right and left ovary, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the first chakra, maybe it's the perineum for you, and down to the center of the earth. And let's set the ovaries on release, the right ovary, push a button and release it, the left ovary, push a button and release it. To the adrenals, pop in up to the adrenals, an inch up from the waistline, 2 inches off the spine, a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, from each of the adrenals to the first chakra, down to the center of the earth, setting the adrenals on release and releasing all the excess energy of fight or flight energy, stress out energy out of the adrenals. Let's put some little golden suns pulsing on the adrenals to perk them up. Let's pull the sciatic nerve. So there's the sciatic nerve, runs very close to the adrenals. The adrenals actually are the control center for the nerves. So let's imagine that there's a little connector between the sciatic nerve and the adrenals. let's go ahead and allow the nervous system to release through the adrenals. And the image that I use for this is just like a bucket of water. You have a cork in the bottom. You pull the cork out and all the water drains out. It's exactly the same thing. You plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals. And you can imagine yourself being the invisible man from the science projects. And just seeing all that blue just running out. Also all that energy that's sitting on the nervous system is running out. Might be black, might be brown. Whatever that is, all the stress is leaving the nervous system, and whew, that feels so good. Beautiful. All right. We can let that continue to clear. The nervous system, when it's in its healthy state, is electric blue. So if you do have some vision of that, it should be a nice electric blue. Popping up to the center of your head as a spirit, sitting in your throne in the center of your head, let's look around. Are there any excess boxes, garbage bags, stuff hanging from the ceiling, spider webs? Whatever's there, let's open a trap door and clean it out. The only thing that should be there is your throne room and the view screen. So, excuse me, your throne and the view screen. Everything else gets cleaned out. Okay. Maybe you take a spiritual vacuum cleaner in there. I kind of like that fire hose. It really works for me. It's fast, it's efficient, and it's all tidy. I like to get all the dust bunnies out of there and all the little dust mites out of the center of my head. And I just know that spiritual fire hose will do it for me. So you use the tool that'll work for you. You know, if you haven't opened that trap door, you need to, so you can clear out the recurring repetitive thoughts, the spider webs, the boxes, the paperwork, whatever's in there. Let's get it out. When there's not all this stuff just stuck in there, then you have full access to your creative brain, your miraculous brain. We're certainly not throwing your information away. It's just all this stuff that loops round and round and round. All right. And we'll just take a quick wash off on the view screen. So go ahead and take some spiritual Windex and wipe off the view screen. Go ahead and toss the Windex and the towel down the grounding cord, down out the trap door. And actually, everything that's going out the trapdoor is going down to that big grounding cord at the base of the spine. So then close the trapdoor, and let's pop out the top of the head. And let's pull the aura into 18 inches around the body. And today it should feel kind of snug. It should feel like you've got your own energy surrounding you. Maybe you feel it kind of like a spiritual sleeping bag. Go ahead and set the little golden tool, golden Roomba or a golden sticky rose, whatever you'd like at the top of your head. Let's spiral around. So it's spiraling around your head, your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, and all the way down around your waist. Yep, your hips, your knees, your legs, your feet. And then throw that little golden tool that's cleaned out the dust bunnies from the aura down the big grounding cord. Make sure that the edge of your aura is sharp and defined. If there's any dings, dents, or holes that have happened in the last 24 hours, fill them in. Wonderful. All right, opening your feet chakras to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. And let's just keep bringing more of that in. So when we open our feet chakras, we're opening to our soul understanding and up through our ankles and our flexibility, our support and flexibility, and up through our calves and shins, and then up through our knees. And our knees represent our ability to honor ourself. I kneel at the altar of myself, bringing that energy up through the thighs. And the right leg, of course, is your ability to take your next steps in life, in business. Right is more masculine and assertive. And then the left side, we're bringing earth energy up through the left side. And we're thinking about the feminine, the receptive, the ability to receive, taking your next steps as a woman. So we're clearing out those channels and out the hips. Now we're going to keep bringing energy up through the feet and all the way up through the legs. And of course, I want you to really do a big clean out. And we're going to start thinking about why, if you have energy on your hips and thighs, what that's about. And a lot of times people who have a lot of weight or retention on their hips and thighs, it's about holding on to things from the past that you're unhappy with. It might be abuse. Someone abused you at some point, or might be emotional problems that you are having difficulty letting go of. And I want you to really think about this and really consciously let it go. So as the earth energy is coming up through the thighs, you just imagine whatever those things are from your past, you're letting them wash out of you. Finally, once and for all, bye-bye. You're letting go of the past. And I am so proud of you for taking this step. So you just keep going. You just keep cleaning house. You're going to be able to practice this meditation as much as you want. You're going to come back to it more than once. So if things pop in your head over the week, then you can come back to it and let more go. Beautiful. You guys are incredible. You really rock. So here's the thing. Let's go to that place which really, really is in affinity with you. Unbelievably, it's your soul place. Mine is a temple in Nepal, high in the Himalayas. It's a Buddhist temple that I had like the most unbelievable experience. And I felt like I was one with God. All my cells were light. And from that place where I had that amazing experience, and you find that place for yourself, that amazing one with God kind of experience, or that really extraordinarily happiest moment, and bring a line of energy from that place, all the way from that place, into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull, and let's just flood the body. Let's flood that energy in through the neck, through the shoulders, and I mean it. Well, let's wash out those shoulders. Let's let go of those burdens and responsibilities. Wash out the creative channels, the arms. And out, let's wash out those hands. And then let's keep bringing more of that energy down, 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 through the neck, through the back channels, all the way down into the hips and the butt. And then let's bring that all the way down into the thighs and into the knees, and we're washing. We're washing with the most bliss, the most joy, the most happiness. This is a spiritual shower like no other. Keep bringing it down through the calves, through the ankles, through the feet. I mean, you are getting cleansed like way even before you were born. You haven't been this sparkly. You are just sparkling from the inside out in perfect alignment with yourself, just flooding that energy into the back of your neck and head, and it's going down both in your shoulders and arms and down your back channels and your thighs and down your legs all the way out through your feet. And you are washed out. And then let's let that loop up at the pelvic cradle so we stop flooding it through the thighs. And let's just run that energy up through the belly and through the chest and through the neck, through the head, out the top of the head, fountaining out like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. You really are amazingly sparkly. People are going to go, whoa, what are you doing? They're going to see that you've changed. You're different. And this is phenomenal. You can let that earth energy just continue to run up through the legs. And now popping into the center of the head, and we're going to look on the V screen. And this is really fun because we're going to be doing a little DNA healing on the patterns around the hips and thighs. And I'm mostly focusing on gals who would like to slim, but I would be delighted also. I'm going to be offering a little bit for those of you who want to fill out and firm up. So you'll get a choice, and you just need to pick and choose what you really want to focus on. So here we go. On the view screen, imagine looking at a DNA strand. You've all seen one of those. They usually show them, you know, in kind of light blue, and there's these little balls on strands that are circling around, kind of like a spiral staircase. They look kind of like a spiral staircase, exactly. So just imagine that you have these little balls on the spiral staircase, and you're going to open it up on the view screen. And there are those 46 balls, and then there are these strands that come off of those 46 balls, and 22 chromosomes, mother's side, 22 father's side, and 2 your authentic God chromosomes. And let's go ahead and just hang them like a laundry line. That's great. That looks really good. So now this spiral staircase is now no longer that. It's now a laundry line, and all of the balls are hanging down, and we have these strands and then the balls at the bottom. And we're just kind of opening even the balls up, and so it begins to look like 46 streamers. And what we're going to look for on the streamers are patterns around hips and thighs that run in both father's side and mother's side that you got. And we're going to alter them if perhaps you got something that you would like something slightly different. So we're going to put in an order. So first of all, anything that's really like not exciting to you, like you're going to bulk out and be 80 pounds heavier in your 40s and 50s because that's part of the family DNA. Let's have everything like that around maybe cellulite on the hips or, you know, oh, my mother and my grandmother had this, that kind of thing. So let's have that light up as black dots on the DNA strands that are hanging down. So it's beautiful streamers that are hanging down from the laundry line. And let's go ahead and any kind of patterns that are in either father's or mother's side that you've picked up on that you're not thrilled with, big fatty blobs on your knees. All right. Nobody has those. Anything that's like you're not into, let's go ahead and give you the body that you're really into. And bottom line is, girlfriends, you all have beautiful bodies. So this is just tweaking. This is not like we're not telling the universe that you're not perfect, because you are. So let's go ahead and see those black dots light up on the DNA strands that are hanging down. And then we're going to take a golden vacuum cleaner and we're going to vacuum off all the black dots. This is so fun to reinvent yourself, isn't it? And once you've gotten all the black dots, let's go ahead and send a golden pulse, like a radio wave, you know, a beautiful golden radio wave. You can see a radio tower just doing the little Morse code golden light shooting through your DNA strand. Very, very good. All right. And then what we need to do is put the pictures in that we want. So I'm not giving anyone permission to put anorexic pictures in. All right? So in the realm of believable and beautiful, let's put some beautiful pictures in there about your hips and thighs. Yeah, so what would be like ideal? You want to be an inch or two smaller. You want to be tighter. You want to be firmer. That's cool. That's totally cool. Beautiful. Let's seal that up with a golden pulse also. So we'll do that radio pulse again with gold energy. Gold is the energy of God. We're really sealing the healing up and the blessing up with the energy of God. Nothing outrageous. Everybody in reason now. Seeing yourself maybe having silky smooth legs. You look great in a bathing suit. That's cool. I'm all for that. And of course, all of you who wanted to maybe have more fullness in your hips or a little bit more fullness in your musculature or in your thighs, please, the same thing, the exact same process. If it's in your genetic heritage to have very bony, skinny legs, really pull that out. So that would be removing those black dots. And then let's go ahead and so you want to vacuum out those black dots and then go ahead and golden pulse and then put that beautiful picture of those healthy, muscular, beautiful legs. And maybe you want to have a little more curve in your hips and your thighs. And please, please put that in and then seal that up with a golden pulse, that radio pulse. Right, and then let's wrap up the DNA strand. And then let's just pop that back in the center of the head. And then let's let the whole, all the cellular body, and every cell has a DNA strand in it. So let's do a cell-to-cell communication, and it'll just feel like flooding through the entire body. The cell-to-cell communication. My God, it's amazing, isn't it? You're just feeling that light and that tingly energy. All the DNA saying hello to itself and to all the other DNA strands. And all the DNA strands are taking this new upgrade. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Go ahead and put a golden sun at the top of your head, and let's seal this healing up with one giant golden sun, maybe as big as a house. Bring that golden sun into your body. It's so giant, and it fits into your sparkly body. Really sealing yourself up with the energy of the divine. I am whole, complete, and perfect. I am loving and lovable. I am cherished. I am one with everything. I am truth. I am essence. I am divine. Bring another golden sun. There you sit as a beautiful yogini, the top of your head. Bring yourself back into your body, filling out your arms and legs, torso, neck, and head, wiggling your fingers and toes, breathing in and out, feeling really incredibly blessed. Would you rub your hands together again? Creating some spiritual energy, some psychic heat, some tapas. And let's just go ahead and rub the thighs and the hips, waking yourself back up, really feeling blessed, feeling so grateful for this experience, coming back into the room, opening your eyes. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, abundance, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.